Who is the Best Doctor? By Nicole Amram and Lucy Albon. Translated by Clementine Salviofa, read by Clementine Salviofa, published by Blue Dot Editions. Help! Help, I feel unwell. Ow, ow, I've got jelly feet. I've eaten too much mustard. Oh my, my tummy's gone all funny. Is there a doctor here to save me? Dring, dring, someone's at the door. It's Dr. Swordfish. Drink up, drink a little more. Come on, take your medicine, it's good for you. Ew, I don't want it. No, 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 it is disgusting. We're going to get to the end of this nasty cold, declares Dr. Kamen. No more vegetables for you, but only sweets and lots. I've eaten too much mustard. Oh my, my tummy has gone all funny. Is there a doctor here to save me? Dring, dring. Someone's at the door. It is Dr. Swordfish. Drink up. Drink a little more. Come on, take your medicine, it's good for you. Ew, I don't want it. No, 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 it is disgusting. We're going to get to the end of this nasty cold, declares Dr. Kamen. No more vegetables for you, but only sweets. And lots. Dr. Wasper buzzes by. Do you need a little jab? No, thank you. Very kind, I'm sure. Goodbye now. Phew, he leaves in his car. Open up wide, instructs Dr. Crow. If, perchance, a nice bit of Gruyere should fall from it, 'twould be quite super. To keep fit, Octo's Dr. Castor, swim, jump, and get some exercise, from winter through to summer. Dr. Monkey doesn't like working. There's nobody at the office. From tree to tree, he chirps happily with each swing. For him, it is Sunday, every day. Dr. Horse gallops. Tabarak, tabarak, tabarak. When at last he arrives near me, he can't find his stethoscope. Someone's scratching at the corridor walls. Who else is here to see me? Dr. Cat writes me a prescription. Pile up your plate with mice, birds, fish, all raw, please. And of course, trust me on this, never cook them. It is quite forbidden. Dr. Snake shows up on his scooter with his case. As he's not got his glasses on him, he examines my little sister instead. Dr. Louse calls. Hello, any patients about? No, none at all. I'm quite sure there's no one at home. Dr. Octopus invites me in. Come into my arms, my lamb. Do you know why I have 8 of these? It's all the better to hold you with. Dr. Mama tells me, you're doing just great. Right, move over, I'm sleepy. Poof, he falls asleep right there in my bed. Where does it hurt, my little frog? Suddenly Mum asks, tickling and hugging and kissing and cuddling me all at the same time. How are you feeling? Are you better now? Yes, Mum, what a good laugh we've just had. What rubbish doctors they were. You're the best.